Exam practice. Listening paper. Part 1.
You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. You will hear each recording twice. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman giving information about a timetable. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, Jeff Wilson.
Oh, hello. It's Myra from Barling's personnel department. I've got some information about the arrangements for you and the other new salesman next week.
All right.
Well, now, on Monday, rather than sending you out on a tour of client companies right away, we've decided on a factory visit, OK?
Sounds a good idea.
Tuesday, there will be some training in the product development lab. Then, on Wednesday, you'll need to know how other departments work as well as sales. Advertising is always busy in the afternoon, so they will be better able to answer questions in the morning.
Right. What about sorting out the admin?
Well, the most important thing is expense claims. So, after lunch that day, someone in accounts will go over them with you. The rest will be covered during training.
What about the marketing director? Will I see him?
Oh, yes. He has a weekly briefing on Thursday mornings. We've put you down to attend that. In fact, the managing director sometimes comes, so you may even meet him there, or we'll fix something up for the following week.
OK. See you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now you will hear the conversation again.
Hello, Jeff Wilson.
Oh, hello. It's Myra from Barling's personnel department. I've got some information about the arrangements for you and the other new salesman next week.
All right.
Well, now, on Monday, rather than sending you out on a tour of client companies right away, we've decided on a factory visit, OK?
Sounds a good idea.
Tuesday, there will be some training in the product development lab. Then, on Wednesday, you'll need to know how other departments work as well as sales. Advertising is always busy in the afternoon, so they will be better able to answer questions in the morning.
Right. What about sorting out the admin?
Well, the most important thing is expense claims. So, after lunch that day, someone in accounts will go over them with you. The rest will be covered during training.
What about the marketing director? Will I see him?
Oh, yes. He has a weekly briefing on Thursday mornings. We've put you down to attend that. In fact, the managing director sometimes comes, so you may even meet him there, or we'll fix something up for the following week.
OK. See you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the note below. You will hear a woman leaving a message about some problems with her company's new product. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Marketing, Joe speaking.
Hi, Joe. Is Jamie there?
No, sorry. He's got a day off today. Can I help?
I need to leave him an urgent message. This is Alice from Product Development.
Okay, Alice. Go ahead.
It's about the advertising campaign Jamie's working on for the new Trimco HP4.
Right. Got that. Is something wrong? You sound worried.
I am. The quality control people have turned up some serious defects across a significant number of units.
Oh, no. So what's being done about it?
The production department have got their best people working on it, but it means we won't be able to meet the target for the European launch that was supposed to be next month.
Next month? That's close.
It certainly is. There's an emerging plan to try to save the program, and they've set up a task force based in Berlin. I'm part of it, so I've got to go out there.
Right. I'll tell Jamie.
Good. I'll be in touch as soon as I can, but he must try to hold everything for now.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks. I'll need it.
Now you will hear the conversation again.
Marketing, Joe speaking.
Hi, Joe. Is Jamie there?
No, sorry. He's got a day off today. Can I help?
I need to leave him an urgent message. This is Alice from Product Development.
Okay, Alice. Go ahead.
It's about the advertising campaign Jamie's working on for the new Trimco HP4.
Right. Got that. Is something wrong? You sound worried.
I am. The quality control people have turned up some serious defects across a significant number of units.
Oh, no. So what's being done about it?
The production department have got their best people working on it, but it means we won't be able to meet the target for the European launch that was supposed to be next month.
Next month? That's close.
It certainly is. There's an emerging plan to try to save the program, and they've set up a task force based in Berlin. I'm part of it, so I've got to go out there.
Right. I'll tell Jamie.
Good. I'll be in touch as soon as I can, but he must try to hold everything for now.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks. I'll need it.
Conversation 3, questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear a manager telling a colleague about what happened in a meeting. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Leon, it's Emily. About the web development, we had a meeting while you were away.
Yeah.
Actually, it was interesting to find out the current situation. The website is still underused. It's getting some hits from customers, though not as many as from agents abroad.
Oh?
Don't worry. Customers will come on board as the net grows, but what we have to concentrate on is making the site more appealing to suppliers, so they have a better picture of what we're about.
More inclusive.
There's a working party looking into that. Meanwhile, there's a couple of small changes. Since the brochures are going out with a new logo on them, we thought that it should be posted on the site too.
Makes sense.
And the present set of links, Group Companies and International Businesses News Bulletin, will also include the Enterprise Board. It's a two-way process, so we should get hits from there too.
Yes. I'd also wondered about the hits.
Now you will hear the conversation again.
Leon, it's Emily. About the web development, we had a meeting while you were away.
Yeah.
Actually, it was interesting to find out the current situation. The website is still underused. It's getting some hits from customers, though not as many as from agents abroad.
Oh?
Don't worry. Customers will come on board as the net grows, but what we have to concentrate on is making the site more appealing to suppliers so they have a better picture of what we're about.
More inclusive.
There's a working party looking into that. Meanwhile, there's a couple of small changes. Since the brochures are going out with a new logo on them, we thought that it should be posted on the site too.
Makes sense.
And the present set of links, group companies and international businesses news bulletin, will also include the enterprise board. It's a two-way process, so we should get hits from there too.
Yes. I'd also wondered about the hits...